Elizabeth Strout's latest book, The Burgess Boys, is in a very different format than her huge hit, Olive Kittredge, which consisted of short stories loosely tied together. The Burgess Boys is a novel about a family, their relationships, and the childhood secret that has plagued them all in different ways throughout their lives. The three siblings are grown now. Jim, the oldest, is a famous lawyer of the O.J. Simpson trial type, is quite impressed with himself, and thrives on the attention. He's always putting down and making fun of Bob, his younger brother, who in contrast is a legal aid lawyer, low-key, and the most likable character in the book. Bob has a twin, Susan, who's basically a low-energy loser, still in their hometown, divorced with a teenage son, lonely and depressed. The son, Zach, is an introverted, sad-sack kind of kid. The setting moves back and forth between the familiar, small New England town, Shirley Falls, and vibrant, edgy New York City, where the two brothers live. The incident that starts the action in the book is based on an actual occurrence in Lewiston, Maine, but feels a little contrived in this book and is obviously used to make a political point. A group of Somalian immigrants have settled in Shirley Falls, and for no apparent reason, Zach rolls a frozen pig's head into the Somalian mosque during Ramadan. Susan immediately calls on the brothers, primarily Jim, for help with this situation, which quickly spirals to Zach being charged with a hate crime. In the course of the brothers' trips between New York City and Shirley Falls, Bob ends up being of more assistance, and the power gradually shifts between the two brothers. In fact, the most satisfying part of the book is Bob's ultimate vindication and happy ending. The Burgess Boys is a good read, well written. You will enjoy it and want to pick it up again after you've put it down. Strout is an excellent storyteller who writes lovely prose. With one original phrase, she can describe a character or a relationship so you know these people. Like many good writers, she has keen insight into human nature and psychology. She also can make you feel both Shirley Falls and New York City. The primary fault with the book is that there are too many plot lines for the author to keep track of or develop as thoroughly as they deserve. Strout tries to squeeze in family relationships and secrets, guilt, sibling rivalry, marriage, and political correctness, all subjects entire novels have explored. The whole immigration issue, the problems of immigration on the displaced foreigners and the communities they settle in, is the most jarring topic in this book, as much as it is a valid and complicated situation, rich with possibilities for a novel. It feels thrown into this book. It doesn't fit. It needs a novel all by itself. In spite of that criticism, I still recommend reading The Burgess Boys by Elizabeth Strout. The Burgess Boys is available at the Park City Library, and this is Trina Nielsen, a member of Friends of the Park City Library.